Hey guys, this is Andrew with the Utah Jazz Podcast, and what do you know? The Jazz somehow miraculously pull out a win in which they had an 8-point lead with 1:30 left, lost that, goes to overtime, build up a 6-point lead, and almost lose that one, get it down to 2, and Jazz pull off a lucky win. There's a controversial call at the end of the game where Millsap goes to inbound it, Jazz are up by 2, Millsap inbounds it, it hits the corner, and Millsap it bounces off Watson, Millsap grabs it after stepping in bounds, and then they call the foul. Now, some people think it should have been out of bounds. I disagree. On replay, it's hit the corner, the side of the backboard. The side of the backboard is not out of bounds. The backside of the backboard is out of bounds. It hit the side. It hit the corner. There was none of the backside was hit, in which backside is and the side is not. So I think the correct call was made in the fact that the Jazz retained possession, hit 2 free throws, and ended the game. So Jazz pull off a very close win and shooting awesome. Jazz shoot 53% from the field, Pacers shoot 54%, Jazz shoot 30% from 3 on 3 of 10, Pacers shoot 7 of 21, including a couple really clutch threes in at the end of the regulation and overtime. So Jazz 88% for the free throw line, Pacers 83%, 28 rebounds for the Jazz, 41 for the Pacers, 28 assists for the Jazz, 14 turnovers. Jazz had 3 at the end of regulation, all 3 by Gordon Hayward. That was frustrating. 17 steals by the Jazz, 9 by the Pacers, and 5 blocks apiece. Jazz win it 114 to 110. Just stay great at home, improving day in, day out. And, you know, the Jazz are looking very good right now. Even though they lost that game the other night to the Lakers, last night actually, and I didn't do a podcast on that one. I had some other things going on, and I just figured I would just maybe talk about it a little bit today. But there's not much to talk about the fact that the Jazz just didn't play hard. They didn't know how to come out against a desperate team, and then Lakers just took it to them. Lakers, I still think, are going to miss the playoffs. One win, ooh, on your home floor, ooh. You know, if the Lakers can keep going on it, yeah, okay, then maybe they can make it. But the Jazz have tiebreakers, so. Anyways, Marvin Williams played some good defense, 6 points. 2 assists, 2 rebounds. Paul Millsap, awesome. 21 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 steals, and 2 blocks. Al Jefferson, clutch, clutch, clutch. For a run to start him off. Gets it to Millsap for a layup. Just awesome. Jefferson's just clutch. I mean, he was hitting clutch. And I was wondering why they would not go into him at the end of the game. So, it's kind of tough right there. So, but Earl Watson ends the game, a lot of hustle plays and such, and just doing work. Kanter played some good minutes. Hayward played awesome, except for those 3 turnovers. Seems to me he injured his shoulder. They got magic spray if it took him out of the game with about 23 seconds left, and he didn't come back in. But it looked like he injured his shoulder. Might have just been hyperextension or something, who knows. But it looked like it did it when David West grabbed him for an intentional foul, and it's tough to say what it was, but I think he'll get a couple days off, and I don't know if he'll miss any games, but just nothing known about that. So Tinsel played okay, 9 assists though. Randy Ford, 14 points, slow start in the first quarter, and just does not get anything going. But second half he played great. Paul Millsap, like I said, he had some, you know, really good stuff going for him. The Jazz just could not rebound tonight. 28 rebounds to the Pacers, 41. Just nothing going for them. So, Damari Carroll had some very hustle plays tonight. Derek Favors played pretty dang good. 4-9 from the field, 11 points, 4 rebounds, and was there more? Nope. I thought he had a block, but he didn't. But anyways, controversy at the end. The Jazz 8-point lead, lose that, goes to overtime. Have a 6-point lead, almost lose that, and then a controversial call at the end gives the Jazz the ball. But it's tough to say who and what's going on with that, and whatever. The Jets got the win, and that's all that really matters. And right now, there's a close game going on right now between the Lakers and Portland, who jump ball with 12 seconds left, and Portland's up by one. And oh, Clippers got it. I'm gonna broadcast it to you guys. Jamal Crawford's going on one-on-one. He's gonna take a bad shot. Oh, and he missed it, and that's game over. That was a very bad play. Jamal Crawford goes one-on-one and takes a contested shot. No, sorry, you got to drive that. Draw a foul. But anyways, back to the Jazz. Jazz are now 24-20. They have won 7 of their last 10. Playing very good. Let's see. The Jazz are a full game up on Houston, which won tonight. Jazz are a game and a half behind Denver and Golden State. Golden State is dropping. Like, Golden State's 4-6 in the last 10. They're not playing very well. They've lost 2 in a row. Like I said, Golden State, Houston, Portland, Lakers, Dallas, they're all going to start dropping. They're all going to start dropping. And Minnesota. Because they're going to play a lot of East games. They're going to play road games, blah, blah, blah. And the Jazz, Jazz and the Nuggets are playing home games against the East. So, anyways, that's all I really got for you tonight. There's not a whole lot. A lot of the first half of the game, I didn't really pay too much attention. I was kind of in and out. I was doing some other stuff. So, let me see what the Jazz got coming up next. The Jazz are at home against the Rockets on Monday. And then on Wednesday, at home against the Hornets, at home against the Trailblazers. And we do home and away against the Trailblazers for the 1st and 2nd of February. So, Jazz. And then home against the Kings, home against the Bucks, home against the Bulls. Then we go back to Sacramento, home against the Thunder. Jazz got a very favorable schedule, and Jazz need to take advantage of this. So, anyways, I got to get going. Awesome game. Jazz win. Very close. Very entertaining. And that's that. Have a good day, guys. Nice.